The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Yesterday, right, we were talking about going back to your family home, right? And we got such a reaction to it. I wasn't able to get through it all, but there was so many texts. I got this one. Hi Baz, my family home was sold 4 years ago after our dad died. It broke my heart for it to go. We had so many memories, but I was so lucky that my three kids and their kids were all part of that great house too. I still cannot go past it. It was a part of my life for over 70 years. One day I'll do it, Annie. I have the same thing. I kind of get this kick when I see my kids. I don't know what they do in my mum's house. It's something to do with mint. I know they do mint in the garden, and one of them found an old Star Wars figure or something in the soil when they were digging around that I used to play with out there. And it's a lovely thing to pass on if you still have a house in your family like that. Hi, Baz. I lived near Collins Barrack, Cork, a most interesting place. The activities in the barracks, great neighbours, the camp field, Stony Field, the tunnel, the chip shop with lovely Mrs. Bawn, pitch and toss under the pole. Thanks for all the memories. It is. It's something about going back to that time in your life. It's hard to describe. It kind of conjures up memories that sometimes you can easily forget. Oh, Baz, you're so lucky to have a family home. They knocked down my old house. My memories are happiness, sadness, fun, anger. My memories of my mum playing the piano and singing. These memories are safely locked in my head. But I'd love to visit. I'd love to visit the old house, Elizabeth. I think a trip to your childhood home kind of re-establishes a sense of self, doesn't it, you know? I have someone on the phone. Tess, are you there, Tess?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good, Baz. How are you?
Ah, sure, I'm rock and roll. Tell me this, where are you?
Where?
Yeah.
I'm in Cashel, County Tipperary.
Ah, right. And you connected yesterday to thinking about home, yeah?
I did. I gave a quick text there. I was, you got me remembering.
Tell me what you remembered.
We had a big old house in the main street in Templemore, and it was a kind of an open house. My mother would do all sorts of things, like to keep the show going. She would have coffee and teas, selling them, and all little sandwiches. She started off with a couple of tables, and she built up to a full room of tables. And
oh, like a tea room kind of thing?
Like a little tea room.
Lovely.
She had two tables, and when she got enough money, then she'd get another one. And people were coming in and out and having a cup of tea, but Our house, our kitchen would be an open house, like it was on the main street, and everybody came in and out, and like you wouldn't know who'd be there for dinner or any hour of the day or night. They'd have tea and a game of cards could go on all night. Game of 25. It was a great house for.
That's a gas. That's a gas way to grow up, though, isn't it? With an open house like that.
It is. Like we could have somebody for Christmas dinner. There'd be a space left there, and we'd be wondering who has she now for the dinner. You know, she could have somebody that was living on their own, but you wouldn't know till dinner time. They'd arrive on and. You know, she was a great woman. And Daddy, they were great cooks. There was always food. We had no luxuries, but we always had food on
the
table.
And tell me this, have you revisited since? Have you seen it?
It's passed through our hands. My mum and dad passed away a good few years ago, and my sister sold it. It was too big a house for one person to kind of to manage. It was kind of two houses in one.
And have you gone, do you ever think of going back and asking the people who own it now to have a look around?
Oh, it's all changed. It's now the local credit union.
It's what?
Yeah, it's got changed. So I can't go back and show the kids the great house we had or go through the rooms. I'd love to go through the rooms. Like there were big old rooms with the fireplaces in them, and you'd have the smoky room because the chimney was cracked, and you'd have the pink room, and you had Uncle Jack's room, and
that's gas. And now you walk around into the credit union.
Yeah, but I have never gone in there. I just have to remember it the way it was.
Ah, well, you've got really lovely memories of it. I love the fact you're even talking about playing 25. I caught my 11-year-old. My mum is teaching her cards. I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing, Tess, to be honest with you.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. I think it is.
For money.
Tess, thanks so much for talking to me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day. Take care.
Thanks very much.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Ah, that's so sweet. We'll have a break.